You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Mr. Sebastian Silvestri, the COO of global hospitality brand SBE. Mr. Silvestri, a pleasure to have you today on the program.
Thank you so much. It's an honor to be on the call today. Thanks for inviting me.
And certainly great to have you out, and looking forward to hearing from you today. So tell us about your position as COO of SBE's disruptive group to kick things off today.
Yes. So, you know, SBE is a global hospitality company that Sam Nazarian started in Los Angeles and started as a nightclub. And the company has evolved tremendously because today we have over 25 hotels and residents around the world. But we also have a collection of food and beverage brands that are unique to none. And my position as the CEO of the disruptive group is I overlook at all those F&B brands, all the restaurants, bar, lounges, and nightlife venues globally. So to name a few, we operate Cleo, Katsuya, we operate Bazaar Restaurants by Jose Andres in Miami. We operate a burger chain called Umami Burgers, and then we also operate nightlife venues like Hyde, the Doheny Room, Nightingales, Sky Bar, the Mondrians. There are a lot of iconic F&B brands and about 135 F&B venues around the world today.
Exciting stuff and quite impressive as well. If you would, tell us about the vision of SBE as a global hospitality brand.
Well, the vision of our founder, Sam Nazarian, was really to create an hospitality company, an hospitality firm like no others. And I think when you look at SBE today and the collection of brands that we have in the lifestyles category, I don't think there's anyone else like us. A year ago, we acquired Morgan Hotels Group, and we have now brands like the Delano in South Beach. We have brands like the Mondrian Hotels and brands like the Hudson in New York. I mean, and on top of that, all the brands that Sam created himself, like the SLS, you know, that has been an amazing success story since we started this this hotel. And on the F&B side, is really to be at the forefront of hospitality as well with, you know, with brand like Bazaar and brand like Filia with Michael Schwartz and Chef Katsuya, and then a lot of a new F&B brand also coming up. And really, recently we announced a partnership with Accor Hotel. That means even more global expansion for us, more development outside the United States, and really accelerating our international growth with expansion in new market. So that's a little bit of what SBE is today, and disruptive being the F&B division is what really set us apart as an hospitality company, because no other hospitality company is able to provide residentials, hotels, restaurants, and nightlife. And we offer the full, what we call the full 360. With one operator, we can give you any luxury hotel brands or lifestyle brands, but as well, I put some of the best restaurants and nightclubs or lounge or cocktail bars into a same hotel. So pretty revolutionary. And we have opened so many hotels in the past 12 months. You know, we opened the Mondrian in Doha. We opened the SLS at Bahama. We opened three hotels in Miami, one in Brickell. Called SLS Brickell, we open SLS Lux, we open Hyde Midtown. So in the past 12 months, the expansion has been unbelievable. And now with our new partner, Accor, I think we're going to see even more growth, both domestically and internationally. So very, very exciting time for us.
Certainly sounds like it, and moving the bar in the industry as well. No doubt about that. Now, tell us about your newest expansion projects, such as SLS Baja Mar, Clio Third Street, and others.
Yeah, the expansion project at SLS Bahama has been a really an amazing platform for us outside the United States in the Caribbean to enter the Caribbean. Bahama is a huge casino development project, hotels, three different hotel brands, and an SBE was brought in. We opened SLS about a year ago, and then we have been opening a lot of our brand there. We started our first restaurant with Katsuya, the standalone venue on the casino. Then we opened the SLS Hotel. We opened our Monkey Bar, our Privilege Pool, our nightclub called Bond that was developed and designed by Lenny Kravitz. We opened our Filia by Michael Schwartz. We're going to be opening Karna, our new steakhouse concept, with Chef Dario Cecchini, probably the world's best butcher out of Chianti, Italy. And then we're going to open Skybar in December, which is the famed, iconic bar in Hollywood. So this project in the Caribbean and SS Bahama has been pretty extraordinary. The setting is unbelievable. We're in Nassau, right in the Bahamas. Turquoise water casino with glass windows overlooking at the oceans, and we've put some of the best F&B brands. So it's been a great success since we opened it, and we are planning to open several more outlets and F&B venues in Bahama due to the success of the venues we opened in the last 12 months.
And thanks for that fine report today. We are joined by Sebastian Silvestri, the COO of global hospitality brand SBE here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, taking that further, also tell us about your taste of SBE grand dinner and weekend concept.
Oh, thank you for asking. So we've created a partnership with the Rolling Stone magazine, and the idea was to create a once-in-a-lifetime luxury weekend with experience that really don't exist. So we're flying in all our chefs from all over the world to come in Los Angeles. The events will take place at the Mondrian on Sunset. And we curated some of the most amazing lunch and dinners and shopping experience with retailers like Harry Winston and Lalique. And then we're doing a grand dinner where every chef representing all our brands will be making one course paired by the different winemakers and different wine. And then we're going to have two live performances by major artists curated by Rolling Stone, one being Tresong and one being Rudy Mancuso. But it's really an extraordinary weekend. It's going to be in Los Angeles, a lot of celebrity attending the event. And really for the guests that are in L.A. or traveling to L.A., it's an experience that doesn't exist. The setting, the dinner will be outside. It will be one communal table that sit 100 guests. Guests going to be sitting around the table, mingling with celebrity chefs, winemakers, and being entertained by some of the finest entertainers. And the Rolling Stone is covering the event. A lot of national publication and TV channels are going to be there covering the event as well. So really, really fun weekend ahead here. And then the following week, we'll take the weekend and the party to Miami on South Beach, where we're going to do some amazing activation at the SLS Hotel on South Beach, at the Delano, at the SLS Lux in Brickell, and the SLS Brickell. Really, we are exposing the guests to the world of SBE and all the brands, and it's really an amazing experience. And then we'll do Taste of SBE with the Rob Report magazine in the Bahamas, and we've curated an over-the-top weekend with a picnic on a private island with all our chefs, excursion on yachts, a dinner on the pier for 200 guests overlooking at the beautiful different shade of blue from the lagoon. So three amazing weekends starting this weekend in L.A., next weekend in Miami, and November 16 to the 18 in the Bahamas.
And my question is, how much excitement can you stand? You guys are making it happen. That is absolutely awesome. In conclusion, tell us about what makes you stand out as a hospitality company and what is important to you in your role.
Well, I think like I touched on earlier, really what makes us stand out is we are the lifestyle hospitality company today. We have a collection of brands from SLS to Delano to Mondrian. We have a collection of hotels brands that are amazing. We're able to do hotels lifestyle hotel like no one else does. We're able to do residential projects. We're able to do restaurants, and we're able to do nightclubs. And it's I think we're the only operator today that is able to provide all those type of service in one place. I think that's one thing. But for me, what's more important is that we don't forget who we are. I mean, we're here to create extraordinary experience. We're here to take care of our guests. We're here to make sure that the people that stay with us have a wonderful time and a wonderful experience, and that's why I think we work, and our team of team members is dedicated to provide us amazing experience to the guests, because ultimately we're in the hospitality industry, and people choose us and stay with us, not only because we have great brands, but because they have a great time, they have an amazing experience. And you know, they come in beautiful hotels with great design, but also have amazing dinners and great time in our nightclubs, and it's a full 360. And what's critical to me is that we never forget that and deliver upon the promises.
Well, Mr. Silvestri, it has been awesome to have had you. A lot of exciting things going on, and thanks for the fine report and introducing SBE to the audience as well. And I'm sure listeners would love to get further details online on your global hospitality brand, SBE. Where can they do that?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, we have a great website, sbe.com, where you can have access to our collection of hotels, restaurants, nightlife venues, bar lounges, and anybody can reach out to us directly too. We're based in Los Angeles, we're available for any questions or anything we can help with.
Again, Mr. Silvestri, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Certainly enjoyed our time today.
Thank you so much. Have a great rest of the day.
And you as well. We've been speaking with Sebastian Silvestri, the COO of global hospitality brand SBE. And for all the details, it's pretty simple. Visit SBE.com. This link will also be included within the show notes of this broadcast. And again, this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.